Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2023. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here is our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari to all members of NZART throughout New Zealand and around the world. Hope this message finds you well and that you're enjoying the wonderful world of amateur radio. As you all know, our association is dedicated to promoting and supporting the hobby of amateur radio throughout New Zealand, and I'm proud to be speaking to you all about part of that mission today. Firstly, I want to remind everyone to keep up to date with the latest news and events on our community, whether it's checking in with your local branch or keeping an eye on our website and social media channels. Staying informed is crucial to getting the most out of our hobby. Secondly, I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the resources and support available through our association, whether it's through our training programs, technical advice or networking opportunities. There is a wealth of knowledge and experience within our community, and I urge you all to tap into it. As this is my final official broadcast as president, I wish to thank everyone involved with NZART and Amateur Radio New Zealand in general for the support offered over the last 4 years. I wish the incoming president-elect, Daniel, ZL2DRV, and NZART Council all the best for the years ahead. Finally, I want to remind everyone of the importance of responsible and respectful use of amateur radio. As ambassadors of our hobby, we need to have the duty to uphold to the highest standards of conduct both on and off the air. By being respectful and courteous to our fellow operators, we can ensure that the enjoyment and benefits of amateur radio are available to everyone. Thank you for your time. I look forward to connecting with you all at the NZART conference over King's Birthday weekend or again soon on the airwaves. Stay safe and good DX. Back to you, Jim.
Thanks, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. From the Manawatū Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, advice of a mini junk and boot sale and barbecue to be held on Saturday the 10th of June at 10 a.m. at their club rooms. They'll also be accepting donations of equipment for sale at the mini junk sale, with all proceeds going to the club in support of club upgrades. If you have donations for the sale to be sold for club funds, please ensure you have them down at the club by Sunday the 4th of June for sorting. To the car boot sale, and if you want to sell your own equipment, they're offering a car boot sale option. It will cost you $10 per car boot, payable on the day to the treasurer. The sales area will be in the car park, beside the club rooms. The barbecue and the organisers say, don't eat breakfast, buy a sausage, tea, coffee, and other food will also be available for sale. Finally, this is a cash-only event. Please bring small change, if possible. That's for the Manawatū Amateur Radio Society Branch 20's mini junk sale and boot sale, plus barbecue, at their club rooms at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 10th of June. It's to Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, tātou, Jim and everyone. With conference now only days away, I invite those who cannot attend in person to register to be present via Zoom. Please forward email details to register attendance for the NZART AGM and ARC Forum to me by the close of business on Tuesday the 30th of May. Please email nzart@nzart.org.nz with your email address and I will forward you a Zoom link. The AGM commences at 10 a.m, lunch is at midday, with the continuation of the AGM at 1 p.m. The ARC Forum is advertised to commence at 3:30, after the tea break. However, this may start earlier, dependent on when the AGM concludes. Anyone wishing to place an apology for the AGM, please send to me an email by the 30th of May also. Over the next 2 to 3 months, headquarters will be closed. However, the day-to-day functions will continue with help. I am due to have my knee surgery, yay, at last, on the 20th of June, with a 6 to 8 week recuperation period. And then I have to tackle the stairs to the office, of course. I have arranged for call signs to be allocated by my deputy, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. HQ info line will be undertaken by Annalise, and emails to headquarters will be monitored by Annalise. However, I will be able to assist her should any curly questions arise. My email out-of-office message will include contact details for Daniel Vandenberg, the new president, should your query be urgent. Warren for all things RSM-related, and Annalise for other queries. Before I sign off for this month, I would like to draw attention to the situations vacant that have been advertised over the past couple of HQ info line issues, specifically for an understudy to my role. Taking time off for anything proves very difficult, as I don't have anyone I can fall back on. If interested in undertaking an administrative assistant role for up to 10 hours per week, please contact me. There will be an initial trial period of up to 3 months, after which hours will be negotiable on a weekly basis. The position does require you to be able to work from the headquarters, but should urgent coverage be required, working remotely may be an option. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Ka kite a tone wa. See you soon.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. In addition to comments made earlier in tonight's broadcast by the NZART President, ZL2UFI, and Business Manager, ZL2DL, members are advised that a copy of the NZART Financial Statements, year-ended 31 December 2022, were emailed to all HQ InfoLine recipients last Friday, the 26th of May. The documents are also available for download from the NZART website. That's www.nzart.org.nz. Just in from the Jock White Memorial Field Day organiser, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, we have the first three place getters in each of the divisions of this year's Field Day contest. For the Northern Region, ZL1AM, Whangarei Branch 28. Second, ZL1AB, North Shore Branch 29. Third, ZL1REG, Radio Electronics Group, Branch 89. To the Central Region, the only entrant, ZL2AB, New Plymouth, Branch 27. The Midland Region, ZL3RR, Rangiora, Branch 68. ZL2KS, Marlborough, Branch 22 in second place. And third, ZL3ARC, operating as Christchurch West, Branch 56, a branch in recess. Southern Region, ZL4AA, Otago Branch 30. Second place, ZL4AL, Eastern Southland Branch 8. Third place, ZL4JF, South Otago Branch 35. To the QRP section, first ZL1LC, operating as Helensville Branch 58. ZL2MLQ, operating as Tararua Branch 6, second place. And in the third place, ZL2REG, Radio Electronic Group, second station, operating as Cambridge Branch 4. Single operator section, ZL2AMS, Martin Branch 23. To the 80 metres only section, first ZL2QF, South Taranaki Branch 87, and ZL2KB, Kapiti Branch 69 in second place. To phone only, ZL2KO, Manawatu Branch 20 in first place. Second place, ZL1VK, Papakura Branch 65. Third place, ZL1IZ, Waitomo, Branch 55. The overseas section, VK7, Papa Charlie. To home stations, first ZL3AC, second ZL1UTH, and third ZL1ECG. And thanks to Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, for those hot-off-the-press Doc White Memorial Field Day results. Joining us tonight with Women's Amateur Radio News, it's welcome to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The Wairau YL Group Annual General Meeting will be held on Sunday the 4th of June at the NZART Conference venue, the Millennium Copthorne Hotel, Palmerston North, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. Apologies for non-attendance can be emailed to Topsy, ZL2LS, or Val, ZL2FO. President Topsy, ZL2LS, is hoping for a good attendance of YLs and any non-member ladies are also welcome to attend this meeting. There's no annual membership fee anymore, but donations are welcome. From our sister YL organisation, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, or ALARA, comes an invitation to attend their ALARA meet, which is being held in Hobart, Tasmania, from the 3rd of November to the 5th of November this year. Any licensed YL is welcome to attend, also their OMs. The organisers have a full program arranged of entertainments and visits, as well as the usual business sessions. More information can be found on the ALARA website, which is alara.org.au, or by emailing Linda, VK7QP, at luther8@bigpond.com. That's Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R, 8@bigpond.com. Topsy ZL2LS is preparing the next issue of the Bulletin magazine and would love to receive some more contributions from YLs. A few lines about something of interest you have done or been involved in, together with a photo if possible, would be great. Contact addresses for YL Group Executive can be found inside the front cover of any Bulletin magazine. Finally, a reminder about the weekly YL Net, which takes place on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on 3695 MHz. I know there are a number of newly licensed YLs from recent ham crams, and it would be lovely to have some of them check into this net. In fact, any licensed YL is very welcome to join in. That's all from Wairo YL Group this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO, reporting for the Wairo YL Group. Alan Walker, ZL1AW, the secretary of the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, that's Branch 28, advises that they'll be holding their annual used equipment sale at their clubrooms, Heritage Park, Whangarei, on Saturday, the 23rd of July. Doors open for sellers at 9 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. The Auckland VHF Group will be attending with a selection from their trading table. RWB Communications, the master agents for ICOM, will be attending too. A large amount of good gear, including electronic components, will be on offer. You might even find a bargain to add to your existing collection. 900mm sales tables will be available for $10. Contact Paul, ZL1PC, at 021-926-952 for bookings. Again, 021-926-952. Also, there'll be a sit-down hamburger meal at 5 p.m. Make your own burger with supplied ingredients, $6 each. BYO drinks. Names, please, to Rose Deverell, ZL1WRD, at 09-436-0147. 09-436-0147. That's the Whangarei Branch 28 Annual Used Equipment Sale on Saturday, the 23rd of July. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
As Newsline went to production, the Australian Maritime College announced that it was severing its relationship with the Australian regulator for providing amateur licensee services. The college and the Australian Communications and Media Authority will go their separate ways in February 2024. Before the college's selection in 2019, services such as exams and call sign recommendations were provided through the Wireless Institute of Australia. The ACMA is to take the role of call sign allocation and exam syllabus control in-house to go with the licensing role, which it already fulfills, and to do this under the new class license framework. The ACMA said it would release a consultation on the new accreditation scheme this coming August, at the same time as the new class licensing arrangements take effect. The power of QRP isn't always measured in watts or even milliwatts. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, explains.
It started as a long-ago suggestion from the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which suggested to IARU Region 3 in 1997 that QRP operation be given its day in the sun, literally. Since then, Region 3 societies have helped advance involvement in such QRP activities as QRP field days, QRP contests, instructions for QRP kit building, and publication of articles about QRP operating. That's all about to get even more intense on June 17th, which will once again be QRP Day throughout IARU Region 3. Writing to IARU member societies, directors and liaison officers, Yuki JH1NBN, Region 3 Secretary, encouraged promotion of QRP operation, particularly when it's highlighted on that day. He wrote in his letter that QRP, quote, offers advantages concerning, among others, the reduction of QRM on the amateur bands, end quote. The day promises a powerful outcome. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The New Zealand Strait Keynight Winter Edition will be held on 80 metres on Sunday, the 11th of June, from 8pm to 9pm NZT. Full details about SKN are available at https://zl1.nz/skn. Or you can email neil@zl1.nz or call ZL1NZ during or after the NZNet. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another roundup of news from around your region. North Shore Branch 29 NZART has a general meeting on June the 12th at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook. Maury Ogden, ZL1UTL, will give a talk on model boats. Also at 400 East Coast Road is an antenna workshop to be held on Saturday the 17th of June from 9am till 12. The workshop is open to any radio operator or prospective ham radio operator who's looking to operating on the HF bands and wants to build a quality multi-band dipole antenna. Look at club newsletters in the region for more information or contact Stephen Pilcher, ZL1SRP, by email at ZL1SRP@gmail.com. That email address, ZL1SRP@gmail.com. Hastings Branch 13 and Napier Branch 25 NZART have a combined mid-year Christmas dinner on the 30th of June, starting 6pm at the Napier RSA. If you'd like to attend, please contact David ZL2DW by email, see the newsletter for details and contact information. Down to Wellington Branch 50, there will be a special interest meeting on Sunday, the 11th of June, from 1 to 3pm at the Collective Hub Community Centre, 1/33 Johnsonville Road, and the subject will be an introduction to AREC with John ZL2XJ. There will also be a shared workshop on Sunday, the 18th of June, from 1 to 4pm, again at the Collective Hub Community Centre, and the activity will be the construction of a flowerpot VHF-UHF antenna. Marlborough Branch 22, NZART, has its next meeting on Thursday, the 11th of June. John Errington will give a talk on antennas, Part 3, Antenna Software. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are usually held weekly at the clubrooms at McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 21st of June, it's the annual general meeting. And on the 28th, Tim Maltino, ZL4TCM, will give a talk on the Ripple Network. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 25th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.